Let's see, recording. This call is now being recorded. Okay, so sounds to me like we're just going to go for it and see what happens.
All right.
Yeah? All right. We both look good. We're both smiling. Here we go. I'm going to start the timer in just a sec. Just a recap here, the start. Okay, welcome back to this edition of Defender's Digest for July. If you're new this month, JP here, and I will be giving you a recap of all things ERP security. In this month, today, we'll be talking about Patch Tuesday findings. We're going to talk about the SAP RFC vulnerabilities from Troopers. And we're also going to talk about a really good one, Blast from the Past, IC MAD, and our team's upcoming Black Hat USA presentation. Now, JP, I've been gone for a few weeks, and a lot's been happening with our industry.
Absolutely, yeah. You've been gone for some time, and lots of news, lots of new stuff to share with the community. So all good stuff. So welcome back, and happy to have you here.
Thank you. Absolutely. It feels like I'm drinking from a fire hose, but I'm catching up. So thank you. Lots of interesting stuff. So let's jump into Patch Tuesday. This month, we saw 18 new updated SAP security patches released, including two hot news notes and seven high priority notes. One of the hot news is for IS Oil. It's an OS command injection vulnerability that can allow for complete system compromise. And part of my favorite analysis about all this is how the Anapsys Research Labs is contributing to all these findings. So for this month, the ORL has contributed in fixing eight vulnerabilities covered by seven SAP security notes. This includes the one hot news in IS Oil and four high priority notes affecting SAP SAP Solution Manager, SAP Web Dispatcher, and SAP ICM. Now, if the ICM sounds familiar, it definitely should. JP, you want to dive in and shed some more light around ICM for us?
Absolutely. It feels like a blast from the past, ICM or IC MAD making a comeback. So for those of you who are not super familiar with the term ICM, it's an Internet Communication Manager from SAP. It's the web browser, sorry, the web server. The web server that basically processes everything HTTP, HTTPS, and other protocols as well. So in many cases, it's internet facing and it's serving applications, your business applications, to potentially untrusted networks. Well, SAP released in July Patch Tuesday two new patches fixing two vulnerabilities, CVE 2023-33987 and CVE 2023-35871. Both of them have a component that is very critical to the SAP applications because they affect ICM. And the attacks that are possible through these vulnerabilities are very similar to the attack vectors of IC MAD. That's why we are kind of paraphrasing the IC MAD, the return of IC MAD, but really it's something. This is no joke, right? This is something that is very critical, and organizations should address, especially if you have HTTP 2 enabled, because the key difference here is that is basically bringing all of those IC MAD attack scenarios and some other vulnerabilities into HTTP 2 and basically enabling that in a different version of the protocol, which is enabled by default in most of the newest SAP products like S/4HANA, for example. So it's very, very important to address this. The good thing is that there is a mitigation possible, a configuration that disables HTTP 2. So if it's something that will take longer for your organization to patch, you can go ahead and disable it. And I would actually highly recommend it to reduce that risk. The performance impact shouldn't be higher than 20% according to SAP's documentation. So I think it's a safe trade-off to make. It's something to take a look at. True SAP security notes, really a comeback from the past, but definitely something to prioritize.
Yeah, I agree. Very important for us to prioritize. Thank you for that. And can you give us a recap about RFC at Troopers?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's as some of you know, OnApsis is always submitting and presenting and giving trainings at Troopers on different topics, SAP security, because Troopers is close to SAP headquarters, so there's always good content around SAP. We had Ivan from the research labs presenting. We had Ignacio from the research labs hosting a training. So lots of OnApsis participation. This year, it was interesting to see a very special presentation around RFC vulnerabilities and vulnerabilities affecting the core protocol from SAP applications called RFC, for which there's been already patches released. But it's important to understand that these vulnerabilities are hard to patch to some extent because some of these need an update of the SAP basis component as well as the kernel, and some even a migration, like post-upgrade activities. So it's complicated to patch them, but it's important to do that because otherwise attackers could be exploiting that. The interesting part for us is really that some of the foundations in the OnApsis history were built on top of the Black Hat presentation that Mariano Nunes, OnApsis CEO, hosted at Black Hat 2007, where he talked about RFC vulnerabilities, the RFC protocol. And that was the first presentation on this protocol and one of the first, well, definitely the first on Black Hat around SAP. And then many other presentations from OnApsis and from the research community started after that because people started realizing, hey, SAP is critical and security should be a priority on these applications. So it's definitely interesting personally for me seeing that being part of the OnApsis history and having seen all of that history as well.
I always love those stories. I mean, it's just amazing to me and it's great to be here. Okay, so we're running down on our Defender's Digest. So we wanted to give everybody a brief update, right? We have Black Hat coming up, USA. We're going to be doing a presentation. Some of our team members are going to be there. We're going to be talking about P4 chains. So if you're there, or if you're not going to be there, make sure that you go there and you join in on the P4 chains presentation by the OnApsis Research Labs. And also, just as a little bit of a teaser, we're working on a project related to some ransomware that happened a couple of months back. It was related to Black Hat and how they are targeting SAP applications and credentials. So look for that information to be forthcoming. So JP, thanks again for joining me for this edition of Defender's Digest. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and watching us. Any parting words, JP?
No, just happy to have you back, Paul, and really happy to be able to continue this Defender's Digest. It's one of my favorite parts of the job.
It's great to be here, and I think that I don't know how many outtakes we're going to have, but you know, hopefully everyone's enjoyed this. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you at the next Defender's Digest edition. All right. I don't know. We didn't really goof up all that much, did we?
Yeah, no, that's good. We can stop the recording.
Yep, I can stop it. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Cheers, everyone.